Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In Manhattan, an experienced prosecutor, Cyrus Vance, is investigating Donald Trump, his business practices. Not a political inquiry. Subpoenaed his tax returns, and the Supreme Court said you got to give him up, and he has them. Forensic accountants are looking at him. They can look at who he owes the $400 million to. They're going to look at how he valued his properties. The word was that he has two sets of books. He values his properties real low when it comes to property taxes on them, but he values them real high when it comes to going to banks and saying, I want more money, and here's your security. That's a felony, by the way. Fraudulent bank statement to get lending is a felony. The word is on taxes, he had over $20 million in deductions for consulting fees. And it turns out that the consulting was done by Ivanka Trump. Comes into his office, sits on his lap. Hi, Daddy, how are you today? Oh, hi, honey, is it raining out? Let me look. Oh, no, it doesn't look like it's raining. Thank you, honey. Then he jots down consulting and hands her some money. Don't do that with your salary. Don't give it to your kids or your wife and say that they're consultants. Somehow they don't have to pay taxes. I don't know why. And then you get to deduct it. No, thank you, no. Thank you, no. So Cy Vance now is looking to flip Alan Weisselberg. What does flipping mean, and who is Alan Weisselberg? Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer for all of Trump's businesses. Flipping means they're going to bring him in, and they're going to sit down with him and have a heart-to-heart talk, and they're going to say, Alan, you're the guy that signed these documents and committed the fraud. We'll go easy on you. Maybe you get no jail time if you inform on Trump. And that's in process right now. It's what a good prosecutor does. Alan Weisselberg has a very big decision coming up. Does Alan Weisselberg want to put on an orange jumpsuit, stare through bars for a long time? Or is he going to tell the truth? And I'm hoping he tells the truth. The lines are lighted up. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling, and congratulations. You win the T-shirt, the third caller. The end of the call, give your mailing address for the T-shirt to Luke. And what's on your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Hey, Matt, I have to tell you, give it to the next caller because I got one from the guys already, in the evening from Diamond Coots. So we want to get those all over the place. So give it to the next.
Okay, the next caller, then the fourth caller right after Gene. And yep, the board's lighted up, and I'm going to go to one of you in order. You're not going to know yet who it is. So, Gene, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling today. Well, I watched the hearings, and I'll tell you something. The Republican Party is a really sick bunch of people. And I'll tell you, they are a danger to our safety, as we all see, and to our health, as we all know, and to our economic security and development. These guys are only there for themselves. I have not ever seen them do anything that would help our country, that would make our country better. And in fact, everything they do puts us in a decline and gives them even more power and, utilizing the fear, of course, but also they're destructive. Lying about the coronavirus, in our state, they are really bad. They all need to go. They are so awful. I mean, they are just sickos.
Right.
So
Gene, what's really sad is it didn't used to be like that. I remember Republicans back in the 60s and 70s, and basically they were good people they were reasonable and honest. And they're obviously Republican voters are good people. We're just Americans who vote a certain way. But it has changed. The party has changed. They're afraid of big money. Basically, it comes down to Citizens United, dark money, black ops. They're afraid of Trump. The party has a disease and it cannot continue in its present form. Gene, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate it. The fourth follower we're going to is Eastside Dave. You just won a T-shirt. So at the end of the call, East Side Dave, stay on the line and tell Luke your mailing address. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hey, Matt, thanks for that. I've got the same story where I've already gotten a T-shirt courtesy of your show, so I'd like to throw that ahead.
And, okay, it's going to the fifth caller, and there is a guy on the line. So if we get you in before the break and get him, great. Otherwise, I'm going to suggest he stay on the line because I'll get him with a T-shirt right afterwards. What's in your mind today, East Side Dave?
Well, I had a different subject. Not that I didn't like the previous subjects, but I thought you'd be a good guy to comment on this. And just a little bit of FYI is that I used to know this guy who I would consider a redneck rightist guy, and that I kind of worked with, and we would talk sometimes, and sometimes we found common ground. But one day he surprised me by saying that he thought the UN, you know, that the U.S. should get out of the UN, and I let that sink in. And after all the stuff we've seen about the UN and how little they did for all these last genocides, which you can rattle off the list, we need to forge a different alliance, because I don't want to hear about observers going in and watching people die and recording it. Right. I'm going to leave it there, Matt.
Okay. East Side Dave, thank you. That's a profound subject. Let me tell you my view on it. There's some genocides that we did not intervene in. For instance, the Rwandan genocide, where the Hutus butchered the Tutsis. No one intervened in the Cambodian genocide many years ago. We did intervene in the one in the Balkans, where people in Kosovo were being butchered, and finally Clinton intervened. But you're right, sometimes in third world areas we don't, and that's wrong. I do think we should stay in the UN, though. The UN is in the interest of the United States. Basically, it gets everybody together. I was in New York one time, staying in a hotel where a lot of them were there. I was not part of it. And it's a chance for them all to come. And yeah, they gang up on Europe and the United States, but it doesn't do them any good. Basically, you got to give them a forum to be heard. And secondly, what we do is we'll give countries quotas of, say, soldiers to go in as peacekeepers. And that's a big deal to them. The wages that are paid are not high, and yet they like doing it. Much better than taking our people and putting them in. So it's in the interest of the United States, in the interest of the United States. But I agree with you. We have got to stop genocide, period, end of story. Okay, we're going to a break. The line, people are still on the lines, and there's somebody on who is the next guy and who is going to get the T-shirt as a gift from East Side Dave. So do not hang up. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.